Welcome back to the LifePoint Jobcast. My name is Brian Wolf, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we considered the movie Frozen 2 as we continued in our Now Playing series, where we look at how all great stories point us to the greatest story. If you're like me and have young girls in your home, you're probably very familiar with Disney princesses. In Frozen 2, the movie picks back up with a story of two princesses, Elsa and Anna. The sisters are finally together and enjoying life in the kingdom of Arendelle, where Elsa is the queen. One of the themes that we considered is that of Elsa's calling. She begins to question her life purpose and receives a mysterious call to go into the unknown. If you're like me, you may have had times in your life where you struggled with God's call. Sometimes that may be a time of wrestling with whether or not to take a new job, to move to a different city, to buy a home, or the myriad of choices that we must make in our daily lives. It's true that at times, we can't find a clear black and white answer in the Bible, like Mary Jane or buy the Honda. But God's word does give us clear direction. In fact, most of the time, God gives us general guidelines to keep us in His will. As we considered God's call, we looked at the story of Peter and Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. So Cornelius was a Roman centurion, which meant that he was the director of 100 soldiers. He had position, status, and money. And as a Roman centurion, his lord was Caesar. But as a Roman, Cornelius took a big risk and sought after a foreign god, the one true God. His faith led him to fear God, to be generous, and to continually pray to God. But he didn't know Jesus. One of the things that we considered about Cornelius was his example to seek after God. So I ask you today, listeners, are you truly seeking after the Lord? Are you coming to God's word with a humble heart? Not trying to find something to support your cause, but actually allowing God's word to judge you and to guide your actions. Cornelius faithfully sought the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him, which leads us to Peter. So Cornelius was instructed to send to Joppa for Peter. Cornelius immediately obeyed, and just like most great stories, we see how the Lord was at work behind the scenes also in Peter's life, as the men that Cornelius had sent were on their way. In a vision, Peter sees a large sheet coming out of heaven that was full of all kinds of animals. And a voice said to him, "Peter, rise, kill and eat." But Peter declined because there were unclean animals among them. Now, to help us understand this, we must realize that Peter had been raised as a Jew. Therefore, he had followed the dietary laws of the Old Testament. God had given his people clear directions on which animals they were allowed to eat and which animals they were not to eat because they were considered unclean. Jewish tradition also considered the Gentiles who ate these unclean animals were also unclean, and therefore a quote, good Jew would not even associate with a Gentile. But God was teaching Peter something. Through the vision, Peter heard from God. He pondered its meaning, and God directed him to go to Cornelius' house. It was there that Peter finally understood that the gospel was not just for the nation of Israel, it was for all peoples. Peter shares the gospel, Cornelius and the whole household believe, and they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. So I ask, what barriers are keeping you from sharing? Perhaps you won't share because someone looks a little different from you, or perhaps they speak a little different from you, or they were raised with a different belief system than you. But if you are in Christ, you are a new creation. And as a new creation, God has empowered you with His Spirit to live out your new identity. You see, in Christ, we are missionaries. And we do whatever it takes to reach the one. So let's pray. Let's pray that God will grant us boldness and enable us to clearly proclaim the good news of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us through your inspired word. We confess that we need your help to overcome our biases and prejudices. We recognize that the gospel indeed is for everyone. Empower us to be bold witnesses so that your name is glorified in all the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Amen. Would you please take this moment to pray that God will open a door for you to witness to someone this week? Thank you again for listening to the Light Point Drivecast. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.